Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Italian officials say a 24-year-old Tunisian man, Anis Amri, suspected of carrying out a deadly attack Monday on the Berlin Christmas market, was shot and killed today by police at a train station in Milan. The market, where 12 people were killed, has been reopened now with a heavy police presence and concrete barriers installed around its edges. Amri was a rejected asylum seeker who had been under police surveillance following a tip he might try to buy weapons for a possible attack. Syrian army says it has taken over the entire city of Aleppo just after the last convoy of evacuees had left. Jan Egelin, the UN special advisor on their humanitarian mission in Aleppo.
This was an operation, the largest that I know of, that took place, and I think it saved a lot of lives. And I think it is it means that the end of the battle proved to be less cruel than it could have been.
Jan Egelin. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a public plea to the Obama administration to veto a draft UN resolution against West Bank settlements.
Israelis deeply appreciate one of the great pillars of the U.S.-Israel alliance, the willingness over many years of the United States to stand up in the UN and veto anti-Israel resolutions.
Egypt had asked the UN to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. This is VOA News.